Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Allison Van Inenam talking gene editing in just a moment. With us again is Charles C. Plummer of Dow AgriSciences. Charles C., how can wheat producers prepare for success this growing season?
I would encourage producers to start scouting early and continue that process throughout the growing season. Identifying weed species in the field is critical to determining the best weed management program. With the current commodity prices, growers are wanting to get the most out of their inputs. Each season brings upon different challenges, but a proactive approach to weed control can certainly set growers up for success. As I travel throughout my territory, I can find mirestail in nearly every wheat field. I would have to say it's the biggest broadleaf weed issue we have in my geography. So to have a herbicide like Culex that performs exceptionally well on not only mirestail, but other broadleaf weed species such as henbit and mustards is truly a game changer. Culex also provides the tank mix flexibility to broaden that weed spectrum up by adding 12 to 16 ounces of MCPA for those tougher to control weeds, such as Virginia pepperweed, cutleaf evening primrose, and field bindweed.
And you can learn more by visiting flexibleweedcontrol.com. Dr. Allison Van Inenam is one of the leaders in the entire world when it comes to animal genetics and biotechnology, especially when you start talking about the art of gene editing. She's from University of California, Davis, and had the chance to catch up with Dr. Van Inenam about some of her work right now in this world of gene editing.
Gene editing, I guess simply put, is just a very precise way to make targeted alterations in DNA. And it's different from traditional GMOs or genetically engineered organisms, where you tended to be bringing in maybe a piece of DNA from a different species to give plants resistance to, you know, herbicides or whatever. In the case of gene editing, you're just actually quite often making a double-stranded break that just is manipulating the DNA within the organism. So you're not bringing in DNA from a different organism necessarily. And it's really analogous to the types of basic mutations that occur that are the basis of evolution. And so it's letting the cell's own machinery repair a break, and you can be used to target genes to turn them off. And that can enable things like disease-resistant pigs or dairy cows that don't grow horns. So I think, to me, it's just a very precise way to go in and make a particular genetic change that you would like to introduce into breeding programs.
So this is very akin to some of the things that go on naturally.
It is, yeah. You actually couldn't tell the difference between whether a change had been made by humans or whether it was made by nature. And so I think that's seen as a bit different to genetic engineering debate, and really enables breeders to bring precision to breeding programs that they just don't usually have the ability to introduce exactly the change that they want at a particular location in the genome. And so animal breeders have used it for things like disease resistance and making animals that maybe are lacking a particular protein that makes certain people allergic to milk, for example. So there are all sorts of useful traits you could use this technology for.
Seems like you're talking and pointing out some of the things that can be done, whether it's improving meat quality, whether it's improving disease resistance. Just the list goes on and on.
Yeah, no. It's really an exciting tool. We have a bit of a regulatory issue with it at the moment, in that the proposed draft guidance from the FDA in terms of how it's going to be regulated is proposing that all intentional alterations are going to be regulated as drugs. And that's just kind of bizarre. So if you use this technology, then the resulting animal is going to be a drug. And that doesn't really make sense, because it's really just breeding. It's animal breeding, and that's not historically been treated as a drug. You know, DNA is not a drug. The way the regulation are written at the moment is very kind of technology triggered and a little bit ideologically based, rather than based on the risk of the product and the safety of the product, which is where regulations should be focused, not on the breeding method that was used to introduce genetic alterations.
Dr. Allison Van Inenam out of the University of California, Davis, one of the leaders in the entire world when it comes to gene editing for animal agriculture. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 40th annual Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All Breed Sale, Saturday, February 3rd at 12:15 at the Roger Mills County Ag Pavilion. The sale features more than 60 bulls from well-known Western Oklahoma cattlemen. For sale information, call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366 or Earl Bottom at 580-821-0633. Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All Breed Sale, Saturday, February 3rd.
at Your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.